BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily, including 24 years at the tap end, more pages from my friend Chris's autobiography, and recounting a lovely weekend we spent together in Torquay. Loving the trolls, more of what the haters are saying this week. My friend Unlucky Gary gets a new picture on his bank card. Chris makes hilarious plans for his holidays this summer and dreams of eating food. Mouthful by mouthful. Enjoy. Just saying to Chris, I'm absolutely starving today. I'm so hungry. I've not eaten yet. What were you saying then?
Yeah, you need to do what I do with this. And I've got this ability now where when I'm really, really hungry, I sort of close my eyes and just imagine I'm eating a really nice meal. But the thing is with this, I'm not just, in my head, I'm not just imagining it. Like, I can genuinely, I think I've got this skill so finely honed now that I can genuinely taste it. So I'll
okay, so you're not just kind of closing your eyes and thinking of a dinner.
No.
You are literally going through the whole thing in real time.
The whole process.
So you're imagining every single mouthful of food and you're ploughing your way through the whole meal.
Yeah, so I imagine, like, there's a nice lasagna in front of me, then I will literally go fork by fork at this thing.
Right. Until the end. So it's almost like a... Do you close your eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a daydream.
Kind of, but I can genuinely... It will... If I'm feeling really hungry, that will do the job for me for a while.
So it fills you up?
Yeah, it's...
imagining every single mouthful of food.
And the good thing is, as well, you don't even need to bother with the veg and the boring stuff. You could literally eat as much as you want.
What food is it that you imagine you're eating?
Well, for some reason, lasagna seems to be... It's like if I'm really bored on the train, I'll take an imaginary sausage sandwich, bite by bite. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll just work my... Over 20 minutes, I'll just sit there and sort of...
Until the end.
Everyone can do this, right? This isn't just like a me thing.
They could, but they don't. It is you. It's just you.
I don't think it is. I'm sure if you really concentrate hard enough, there's enough that you can get from it, you know, that sort of...
I can't really imagine myself doing that.
It will keep hunger at bay for a while.
Here's the thing. Sometimes lasagna can be molten lava hot. Do you actually blow it first?
Yeah, I'll let it cool.
Because it's a bit too hot.
This is what I'm saying. If it, like, half an hour on the train, give it a little bit of time to cool down.
Oh, my God, you're weird.
I don't know. I'm sure other people can do this. It can't just be me. And if it is just me, that's a special power.
All right, well, let us know if you imagine a whole meal, mouthful by mouthful. See, I'm trying not to eat bad at the moment. This could be great for me. Could I just... Does it work if I eat something? Like, if I eat a stick of celery, but imagine it's a lush lasagna, will I be full up?
I guess so, but just... I'm
going to try this tonight.
But this is what... The beauty of this, you imagine what you want. You don't need to just think healthy food. I mean, literally...
You can imagine it. There's no calories in imagination.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Have what you want. Have a dessert. Go for it. It's not going on my hips.
Oh, I'm just thinking about it now.
What are you thinking about
sausage
now?
And
go.
Mash.
Is it sausage and mash?
Yeah.
Are you getting full?
No, not yet. I'll crack on when we finish talking.
Okay, right. Right, let me play my big thing then and you can carry on with the mash. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Right, theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the tap end.
At the tap end.
So if you've never heard this before, these are exclusive extracts from my friend Chris here's biography, which he's writing. And it's called 24 Years at the Tap End because...
It basically took me 24 years to realise that it's comfier to lie in the bath the right way rather than your head's against the taps.
I get loads of tweets all the time from people having a bath at the tap end, do you?
I know, the weirdest...
And taking pictures
of
it.
Yeah, that's the weirdest, is when people send me photos of them against the tap end, I kind of think, you know, I appreciate the tribute, but...
They do it a lot, I get
a lot. I don't want to see it.
Right, okay, let's get into it then. Monday's tap end, another extract from the autobiography. I am keen, I'll tell you how keen. I am Hyacinth Bouquet from hugely popular 90s sitcom... Keening up appearances.
Wow. I'm popular TV personality Sarah Keeney.
Of a property?
Of a property, yeah. Okay, I'm going to take you to my 24th year at the Tap End if you're keen and ready.
I am.
I'm ready.
I'm Hyacinth.
And I'm ready now. Over the last year, me and Radio 1's Scott Mills have travelled to some exciting places together. From Cavos to Newquay and Zante to Darlington. Mostly to DJ at a club in one of these towns, but occasionally for a mini lad's holiday away. We always have a laugh though. For me, flying somewhere is really exciting. I've never been a great flyer, but I find the whole experience quite cool. Scott has done this kind of thing enough times, so usually we make it on the plane just before the gate closes. I mean, there's been times where we've ran through the airport, Home Alone style.
Often. Often they'll be calling my name out on the tannoy. That's never good, is it?
We always have a laugh looking at the slogans and nicknames on shirts of groups of lads and girls heading out to different resorts. And Scott loves nothing more than these groups coming up to him and getting photos. If you're ever at the airport and spot Scott, even if he's on the phone, make sure you go up to him and demand your photo. He loves it. I remember once we were at an airport and there was a load of women in Little Miss shirts. So they were all called like Little Miss Naughty. Little Miss Naughty. And it was a load of them like that. And then there was another group of girls who all used those Take Me Out slogans.
Yeah. So let the toad see the hole.
Exactly, yeah.
They were all on.
It was like let the nut see the cracker. And but you particularly love having photos, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'm always happy to do that.
Generally, he just falls asleep on the plane.
Yeah.
When I sat next to him on the flight back from Zante, he fell asleep and would constantly kick the chair in front of him.
I do that.
He's quite an aggressive sleeper.
That's true.
It annoyed the lady in front so much she asked to be moved.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the flight was full and she just had to take it.
I don't know why, but I do seem to kick out.
Yeah, you do. But the thing is, because you're asleep, you don't have to deal with the embarrassment that comes from being with you.
Sorry.
But travelling aside, we always have a laugh when getting away somewhere. So when it came to our birthdays last year, we decided to team up and go somewhere for a joint birthday.
Oh, yes.
And head to Torquay to stay in the hotel that was featuring in one of our favourite TV shows called The Hotel.
It's back on. Have you seen the new one?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
I still love it.
A few friends got involved and everyone headed to sunny Torquay by train for what was set to be a good lads weekend. If you haven't seen the TV show, the hotel that features in the TV show is ran by an eccentric guy called Mark, who's a legend, but it's fair to say the hotel isn't the best, and that's what makes for some funny TV. As we arrived, I was proper excited. You know when you're watching TV and you sort of, suddenly you're part of what
you're in it.
You're in the TV set. As we arrived quite late on the first night, we had a couple of drinks, met the manager Mark, who was exactly like they portrayed him on TV, and went to bed ready for the big day the following day. He was exactly like the TV show.
I mean, there was absolutely no acting or anything going on there. He is exactly the same, and so is Christian.
And what's the lady?
Alison.
Alison, that's it. You really got on with her, didn't you?
Yes.
You just have whole conversations of doing...
Yes.
That.
A lot, yes.
The first thing I did the next day was head into Torquay to find somewhere I could get some shirts made for everyone. I decided on Lads on Torquay as the slogan, keeping it simple and classy. Luckily, the weather was amazing, so I treated myself to ice cream and chips. Seagulls were out in force, though, and proper vicious. They are scary creatures and force me to drop my chips. Apart from that, it was a good lads' weekend. Me and Scott even went to go play a bit of crazy golf, something he really wasn't keen on, but was surprisingly good at.
I loved that, you know.
I don't think you allow yourself to do as much sport as I think you were genuinely...
It's not
like,
sport.
Crazy golf.
Not really.
Well, it kind of is.
It's not.
But the big highlight of our birthday was due to be at that evening's party night. The hotel manager Mark was very excited about this and had told us he had made some special plans. Me and Scott arrived in the hotel bar, which was rammed with people. There was a good atmosphere, but Scott was quite keen to stay a bit out of the way and not draw too much attention to himself.
But Mark the manager had other plans.
I wanted it to be like a quiet affair, but it wasn't.
It became apparent that the bar was full of people who had been told that Scott Mills was celebrating his birthday at the hotel that night, and that Scott Mills and Chris Moyles were both there.
I don't know where they got that from.
It was, I think they just heard Chris was coming with you.
Yeah.
And assumed it was Chris Moyles.
Oh.
It had become the talk of the town.
It really was. It was on Twitter. Everyone was like, oh, Chris Moyles is here. And it wasn't. It was you. How disappointing.
And yeah, that's the thing. It was my birthday and I feel like I was turning up and disappointing a bar full of people.
That bar was rammed.
It was rammed.
Where is Moyles-y?
But what other hotel advertises to who's staying in that hotel?
That's what makes them different.
It was crazy. Like, you can't do that, I'm sure.
Can you imagine if it was like a really famous person in a really posh hotel?
Yeah.
Like, come on down, we've got George Clooney in the bar from Seven.
It was just crazy, wasn't it? All these people there.
They wouldn't do that, would they?
And we walked in and I remember thinking, there's something a bit odd about this. This isn't just your average hotel bar, sort of. Me and Scott were shown to two seats right in the centre of the room and a massive cake was wheeled out in front of us. Everyone around was taking photos, but it was all a sweet gesture as the whole bar started to sing happy birthday to me and Scott. I think by then they'd realised Chris Moyles wasn't turning up.
I think they were over it by then, yeah.
But as the song ended, the top of the cake crashed open and out popped a man in full drag who promptly burst out the cake and grabbed me. It was my first experience of a drag queen and it came as a bit of a shock. Scott seemed to find the situation less daunting, however.
I've just seen him before.
Yeah, it was something which was very new and shocking to me.
Yeah, I've had previous.
It was a lively start to party night, but most people in there were there to see Scott. So a lot of the night was spent taking photos of him on other people's cameras.
Sorry.
After a while, he decided to call it a night and sneaked off to bed. The problem is, though, his room was really close to the bar. So lots of people saw him sneaking away and then formed a queue outside of his door.
True.
Wanting a photo and an autograph.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go to bed now, but I'm just going to sneak off. And then literally 5 minutes later, there's these girls going,
Scott Mills!
Scott Mills! Scott Mills! Which is nice.
It was brilliant. It was just like, it was such a surreal experience, the whole thing, wasn't it?
I literally opened the door. I was like, why is there a queue of people? Oh, hi.
It was like you got out of bed and did like a meet and greet.
I was in my pants by then.
He seemed pretty tired on the train home the next day. In fact, Scott Mills slept the whole way home. Of course, kicking the person in front's chair the entire 3 hours, 5 minutes. All in all, it was a good weekend though, and a good joint birthday. But this year, I want to try and think of something for us to do which can better it.
Maybe we should find another, like a TV show, reality TV show, where we can visit for our birthdays.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Where else can we go that's on TV?
Well, we could do a party in that tent from the Great British Bake Off.
Why don't we try and go to Downton Abbey?
I was watching Mr. Selfridge last night, but I don't think we can do our birthday party in...
We'll just call them then. I think hiring Downton Abbey, the actual building, might be quite expensive.
Yeah.
And also, unlike the hotel, you won't see Dame Maggie Smith, will you? She's not going to be there going, hello? I will have a think. Any ideas, let me know. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
What's going on today? You're not at school?
No.
Snow day.
Yeah, we're going to school.
You're going to be back tomorrow, though, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
Were you checking the website every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes. How can I help?
When Chris was talking about how he can imagine food and he can taste it, I can do it as well.
What do you imagine?
Well, I was imagining lasagna, like Chris said, and then I could just taste it in my mouth.
You see, you don't even have to eat it. You can treat yourself to whatever you want. Do you do it a lot?
No, I haven't really thought about it before, but then when Chris was talking about it, I tried and then I realised I could do it.
But literally, mouthful by mouthful, you're imagining this lush lasagna.
Yeah.
This could be your superpower. Remember that TV show, Heroes?
Mm.
If that was still on, like, you remember the bloke that could freeze time?
Yeah.
You could be the bloke that could just eat sausage and mash.
I'm thinking I could open a restaurant with this
in
idea.
His mind.
There could be whole families in there.
Just sat there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lily, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Loving the trolls.
Lower.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Yeah, loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. We're loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
So, what are the haters saying this week? Say what you want, I don't care. I'll put it through the voice of Lawrence, and you'll sound ridiculous. And I'll also imagine that you'll speak like that all the time. Hi, Mum, can I have some food? That's what you sound like. So, we all get a slag in every week on Twitter and Facebook, but we just put them on the radio. This is Loving the Trolls. Ready for the first one today?
Ready.
Lawrence has been busy over the weekend. Here we go.
Scott Mills looks like Shane Ritchie. I'm convinced they are one in the same.
I'm not even sure that's a troll. Maybe that might be a compliment.
Scott Mills looks like Shane Ritchie. I'm convinced they are one in the same.
I'm quite pleased to be Alfie Moon lookalike.
That's very eloquently put as well. One in the same.
One in the same.
Shane Ritchie. Ritchie. Yeah. No. That's not an insult, is it?
I'm still more Ellen DeGeneres, though, aren't I?
But I'd say, that's more insulting to you, isn't it? Being Ellen DeGeneres? Or?
She's a very beautiful lady.
Mm.
But Shane Ritchie is a fine-looking man.
Yeah. So what would you rather?
I still think Ellen I would prefer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But thanks, troll or not. Okay, next one. I think this is for you, Chris. Go, Lawrence.
Chris, count yourself lucky that Becky turned your proposal down so nicely.
Oh.
So I should have got a harder time from Becky for...
This is on Friday's show, Becky's Last Day, where Chris proposed to Becky and she said no. As public rejections go, that's up there with the best, isn't it?
That was a bad one.
Yeah.
But you always see, like in football stadiums and that, when someone proposes, they very rarely say no.
No.
Because it's...
And you thought, well, it's live national radio, she won't say no.
Yeah.
She did.
She did.
Yeah. Anyway, it could have been worse.
I would have left you out the room.
I would have left you out the room.
Laughed you out the
laughed
room.
Laughed me out the room.
I would have left you out the room.
All right, well, thank you very much for that one, I think.
Thank you, Lawrence.
And the next troll, bring it.
Anyone else think Scott Mills and Chris Stark sound like drunken football fans?
Sound like drunken football fans? I don't think we do we?
Oh, actually, I think I know. On this? Let me get it, hang on. On this.
Hey, sexy lady!
Oh, 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 oh.
When Becky did her last Becky rap.
Oh!
Hey, sexy lady!
Oh, 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 oh,
Anyone else think Scott Mills and Chris Stark sound like drunken football fans?
In relation to that one...
Yeah, fair enough.
Absolutely fair point.
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Please welcome to Loving the Trolls, a first appearance for Gemma Kearney. You know you've made it. Gemma gets a slag in today. We ready?
Ready.
Why does Gemma Kearney always come on innuendo bingo? Her laugh is barbaric and highly unattractive.
Her laugh is barbaric?
That's amazing.
What?
That's great.
It is shocking the way that her laughter sounds like a moron. Sorry, but I want a good listen before sleep, not a bad one.
It's shocking, shocking. And it's barbaric, dear. That laugh.
Barbaric.
We have Gemma Kearney on the show because she is a lot of lols, and for me, the best person to play in Unibingo.
I think, well, you're going to insult a lot of people there. I think her laugh's amazing.
It is amazing, and so I don't think barbaric was the right term.
No.
But thanks anyway, Troll. Sorry, Gemma. Doesn't hurt when you put it through the voice of Lawrence, though, does it? And here's another one.
So, Becky goes and raps all of Gangnam Style in Korean, and all Chris can come up with is a song which repeats her name over and over again. Pathetic. Sort it out, lad.
Sort it out, lad. I liked your song for Becky.
Thank you.
She did as well.
Yeah, she loved it.
Admittedly, it has been kind of done before.
Becky raps, came in loving, bad impressions, Oz obsession, thinning hair, Build-A-Bear, she's kind of rare.
Becky!
Cheese eating, bonnet bouncing, health and safety, always hungry, chicken salt, double port, she loves to talk.
Becky!
Funniest sidekick, loaded laughter's 06, Somerset, feminist, moderately sized.
Breast!
Do this, do that, left boob popping out, tug of war, fat or small, she's quite cool.
Becky!
Anyway, that was today's selection of trolls on Loving the Trolls. What we do is we put it through the voice of Lawrence every week, so any abuse that we get doesn't hurt.
Loving the trolls, loving the trolls, loving the trolls, loving the trolls.
Yeah, keep sending them.
Trolls.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know my friend Unlucky Gary?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got a friend who is like the unluckiest out of your group, and Gary is my one. Just bad things happen to him. He's a nice guy. But he's just the one in our group. His surname used to be Bint, so we got our listeners to suggest a name change because he hated his name. And the most popular surname our listeners chose was McFly. So he is now called Gary McFly by deed poll. And just a couple of other things I was trying to think that happened to him. Do you remember when he cleaned up the toilet that time and it all went back in his face?
Oh, yes.
That was one.
And then my favourite was when, wasn't it the student protests?
Yeah, where he was doing a sightseeing tour of London on his own. Because he'd never kind of seen Big Ben, Houses of Parliament, and the student protests were on at the time, and he ended up getting
kettled. I think's the technical term.
Yeah, that's it.
But what was amazing...
Kettled for about 7 hours.
I remember listening to this, and you had him like constantly phoning in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, with updates. And...
Yeah. And there was the time where, do you remember the man asked for directions to somewhere and then fell on him? And taking him to the ground with him.
Or recently, where he went to his work Christmas party, didn't he, dressed as an elf?
That's
and
right.
There was no fancy dress.
No, they told him it was fancy dress, but it wasn't. And it just goes on and on. Anyway, that's my mate. He's a good mate of mine, Unlucky Gary. Now, he is wondering if he's made an error. And let me know what you think about this. The bank he is with, now, they let you put whatever picture you want on your Visa or MasterCard or whatever it is, on your debit card or your credit card.
So on the actual...
On the card, you can choose what picture you want.
Oh, wow.
I know a couple of banks are doing this now. So to personalise his, he has chosen a picture of him and Jay-Z, and that is now on his bank card. I mean, it's a picture that's fine for maybe, you know, put on Facebook, put on Twitter... I don't think on your bank card.
When did he meet Jay-Z?
Right, okay. So this goes back to the... Do you remember I told you that story about when he offered Beyonce a drink?
Oh, I do remember this, yeah.
And he still claims to this day he was the person who found out Beyonce was pregnant first.
Yes.
Because he did the international call sign to her, do you want a drink? And she went, no, honey, it's fine. And there he's like, well, she didn't take a drink, so she must have been pregnant then.
Oh, yeah.
I, of course, argue that she's Beyonce, and if she wants a drink, she'll probably get one. But he was like, oh, I've got to offer her a drink. She's just come off stage. It was just after she'd done Glastonbury, and she did like a big show in London the day after, and I took him to that.
And that's why Jay-Z was there.
Anyway, so we ended up in an area we clearly weren't supposed to be in. I don't know how we managed it. We blagged it completely. So I'm sat here, and then Jay-Z comes and sits next to me. Adele is there, and then eventually Beyonce comes in. And that's when Gary offers her a drink. There's also another time where I go to the loo and I come back and I see Gary about to approach Jay-Z to ask for a photo.
Oh, no.
I'm going, no, no, no. But I was too late. And that's when the picture was taken.
Okay, and I've got this picture in front of me now.
Have you got it?
I've just been shown the picture, yes.
Now think about this. Anytime he has to pay for anything and produce his card, in a restaurant, in a shop, anyone who sees his bank card now sees that picture. And I think it's an error. I really do.
It's not... I mean, he looks really insignificant in the picture compared to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like Jay-Z's...
And Jay-Z looks so annoyed.
And he... Yeah, it's not like it's a happy photo of them both. He doesn't want to be there.
Well, exactly. That's why I told it. But I was shouting, no, no, from the other side of the room, but you couldn't hear me. That was slightly... That was just after he'd offered Beyonce a drink as well. I wasn't happy.
So you're saying you can get a picture on your bank card now?
Anything.
Oh, my... I mean, the possibility... Do they vet these? I mean, is it anything?
Whatever you want to personalise it. I just think that having Jay-Z with you looking uncomfortable on a bank card is not the one.
It's not the one.
Not really. Everyone will ask him about this all the time now. And also, that it does say Gary McFly on his... So once you've got over the name, Then you see the picture. It's like, oh, is that you and Jay-Z? Yeah, and then has to recount the story to absolutely everybody. Can we get this picture? Yeah, not, right, eventually, like, let's not put the actual picture of the bank card on the Facebook.
Can we do that?
Well, he has sent me that, but I don't think we should.
No.
Just the long number. Maybe we put the back on as well. Security code. We can get the actual picture that he's got on the
bank
card.
We'll put it up on the Radio 1 Twitter now.
Right, Radio 1 Twitter, and we'll try and get it on the Radio 1 Facebook as well. And just have a look and imagine that on your bank card.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, have a look at the picture on the Facebook of my friend Unlucky Gary looking really red, because he does get flushed when he meets famouses. Or anyone who is a bit good looking. He gets really flushed and goes red and hot and sweats.
It's not the greatest picture of him. I mean, if this is what you want to show everyone, he's going to have to explain this story every time.
Yeah.
It's an odd choice.
Some people are saying you have to get permission from the person who's on the picture with you.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, we're going to have to get in touch with Jay-Z pretty sharpish. Rachel's been on saying, they don't accept anything. They rejected my first four choices. I now have to produce a picture of my cat every time I pay for anything. I'm not being funny, Rachel, but what were your first four choices of the picture on the bank card? What did you ask for? Oh, and Ben's been on. He tried to get boobs on his. They don't do them. They said no. Just to clarify, if you are thinking of that, which you would do, Stark.
Yeah.
They are saying no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If you have not heard or watched Dan and Phil's new Radio 1 show on Sunday nights, then, well, you're stupid. or something. It's very internet-y, isn't it?
It is very. Yeah.
Very internet-y.
Oh,
very
see, this is not working, is it? Hello?
Can we hear Dan?
No. Yes. I got you.
Wait, am I here?
Are you on?
Reverb. I like it.
Yeah. No. Still not working. It's really weird. Why don't you go over and do a Nicole Scherzinger and Jarmaine?
Join me on the mic.
There we are. And you
it's
can
the
share.
Magic of live.
There we are. It's the magic of live. Even though I checked it before.
That's okay. Do you have a bit of reverb on your voice?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
How much do you want?
It's making me feel at home.
At home?
It is a very...
Just live in the back
too
cave.
Much. I do. Yeah. It's a very internet-y show.
Yes, it is.
People can make their own music videos to the tracks, which is cool, along with traditional requests as well.
I like those little videos to tracks that people make.
They're actually amazing. I mean, you think it's all kind of like 12-year-old girls lip-syncing, but then some people have made like amazingly creative like short films to their favourite songs and sent them in.
There is effort.
There is.
Effort.
Alessandra and Susanna and Sian and Amy and Laura are all very excited that Dan and Phil are going to be on to play in Real or No Real today. We're going to do that in a minute.
Oh, hey. Hello to all of those people. Hello. I forgot the name of.
Yeah.
So are you kind of relaxed into the show now on Sunday nights?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a bit less mental than the first week, wasn't it?
Less intense, and it was really exciting.
It was fun, yeah. We managed to get hashtag animal splicing to be the number one worldwide trending topic, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was...
What was the story behind that film?
I was just thinking what the ideal pet could be. So I was like... maybe we could splice a shark and an eagle to make a sheagle.
Yes.
And then boom, trending topic. I think Alid drew an elephant and a flamingo, and it was an elephingo, which is just an elephant's head on a flamingo's leg, which was quite funny. So we had people drawing those and tweeting those. It's basically what I feel it. Yeah.
Our show, I love
it. Just things like that.
Okay.
It's good.
So it's Sunday night, 7 till 9 with Dan and Phil.
All in video.
Future. It's the future. And there's going to be a highlights video of last night's show soon, right?
Yes, there is a little clip of it on YouTube at the moment, which is us playing songs covered by Nigel Thornberry on radio, which is a story you have to experience for yourself. But yeah, the highlights of the show will be on the Radio 1 website later on.
Imminently.
Okay, so keep checking the Radio 1 website for Dan and Phil's video highlights from last night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's do Real or No Real. So, Chris is here, keeping score.
Yeah.
And Dan and Phil are here as well, and we're going to have a little game. But are these real facts, or are they fake facts? Let's go. Here's your first one.
Marvin from the Hoosiers is one of the richest men in Britain, having invented boil-in-the-bag chicken in 1983.
Boil-in-the-bag chicken.
It's good.
I'm going to start with that.
You do this a lot.
And then decided to just, like, forget that and go into pop. Yeah.
I cannot imagine that he invented boil-in-the-bag chicken.
It's for people that don't cook or can't cook, like myself. Simply place the chicken breasts inside the bag. Whop a little tie on it. Hey presto. In half an hour.
Yeah.
That can't be real.
But did Marvin from the Hoosiers invent it?
I'd like to believe that he has, and the musical direction of the Hoosiers only came into creation from decades of doing nothing after discovering the boil in the chicken bag. So I'm gonna say yes to that, real.
Are we on the same team?
No.
Oh. I'm saying no real.
All right, okay, see?
I find it hard to believe. Yeah, I find it hard to believe that this man created Boy in the Bag Chicken. I'm going to say no real.
I mean, can we just hear this one more time?
Marvin from the Hoosiers is one of the richest men in Britain, having invented Boil in the Bag Chicken in 1983.
I mean, the first statement.
Was he even alive then?
I don't know.
One of the richest men in Britain. I'm inclined to say no real.
Okay. So I have your answers, and to that one.
That one is no real.
Oh, yeah. Done.
Has anyone actually checked if there is a Marvin in the Hoosiers? I don't think there is.
Does anyone know that fact? Okay.
I don't.
And here's your next real or no real. But is it real or no real?
Abraham Lincoln was the first cat owner to ever become US president.
Ooh. I think, is this the first actual one that requires a lot of thinking?
The first cat owner.
No, the first fact. Not the first cat owner. I'm going to say no. I have this image of presidents being fond of cats.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think they always had cats?
Yeah.
Way before him.
I imagine them sat in their expensive chairs stroking cats. Like evil villains.
The free world is mine.
I think people have owned cats since the dawn of time, haven't they?
Yes, I think so.
He was one of the quite early presidents, wasn't he? But there weren't that many before him.
Abraham Lincoln.
Are you saying that presidents came before cats?
Which came first? America or cats?
Hang on. 16th president of the United States.
Okay. Ooh, so 16 presidents in. That's not that many.
Well, most people own a cat, don't they?
No. Well,
No,
that
I must just know loads of people that own cats.
I don't think most people. Do you have a cat?
No.
Nor do I.
What are you?
Do you have a cat, Scott?
No, do you?
No.
Okay.
Does anyone own a cat?
No.
Anyone out there have a cat?
No one around here owns a cat. A lot of people do, but I don't think most. Anyway.
I'm going to say no real. I thought at least one person probably must have.
The 16th.
At least one.
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh.
Boobs. And next.
One out of every 20 people has an extra rib.
Oh, I wish I did.
Oh, it's one of those facts, isn't it? I'm going to think, I say yes. It's one of those things like, you know, people are born with third nipples.
Yeah.
I think I might have an extra rib.
What, check now.
They feel lopsided.
Well, how many do you...
Maybe you're just lopsided.
I like it. Phil's just discovered that he's got an extra rib.
Is
right now.
Oh, my word. Maybe I'm evolving.
I'm going
to die. Oh, my God.
X-Men.
Okay, extra rib?
I don't think so.
Actually, I think I wanted one taken out, not an extra one.
Everyone in the studio is now poking themselves to check.
I'm getting confused.
There's a lot of self-groping going on.
I'm just
on.
Looking around the office, and so 1 in 20 people, I'm just trying to work out which one of those would have the hidden rib.
I think it's entirely possible.
I feel like I definitely do.
I'm going to say
real.
I'm going to say no real.
Phil says real. Dan says no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my
Lord.
Dan, have you scored anything yet?
No, I haven't.
Just checking.
Try harder, Dan.
It's rigged.
Fans of the BBC TV show Doctor Who like to call themselves the Hoovers.
See, I'm pretty clued up on internet fandom, so I know the answer to this one. Yeah,
I've got
all the Doctor Who fan fiction stored in my mind somewhere.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to call themselves the Hoovers. They'll think of better names, surely. I don't want to offend them if they are called the Hoovers.
Well, I think it's a pretty cool name. I think it's Hoovians.
Hoovians.
The Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers. Conspiracy.
No, I think,
ball chicken.
I think it is Hoovians, but I don't want to give the game away.
I think it's the first fact I've ever known in my life in a situation when
Dan's looking smug enough that he knows whole thing.
I'm going to go no real.
Yeah.
I'm confident in Dan's knowledge. I'm going to say no real.
That
no
one
real.
Is no real.
Boom. Boom. Am I proud of this?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 point.
And next.
The slightly pink-coloured patch of hair on Ellie Goulding's head was actually an accident she had while baking with some red food dye. The Anything Could Happen singer says it's really quite unfortunate that it took off as a fashion trend.
That's awkward, isn't
it? Wow. Maybe Rihanna did that when she got red hair, just like a full-on baking incident, next thing you know, all over the world.
Yeah. I really want to see this baking incident now.
How did it happen? Yeah. It must have been a very, very accurate baking incident to only have that little stripe.
See, it was just a little patch, though, wasn't it? So I'm thinking it could have just been a random bit of food colouring.
You don't think she noticed it?
until she saw the music video.
She would have had to throw the food colouring into the air unless she was dipping her head in
the
batter or something.
How did Victoria Sponge get on her head?
You know when it's like with pop stars. One time they're baking, then the next minute they're off to a video shoot. They don't notice if there's a bit of pink food colouring in their hair.
Can't explain
Boom,
that.
She makes the Anything Can Happen video. And then people think, oh, I'll copy that. She didn't even know about it.
And no one's going to say anything. Because she's really famous now. And
that's right. No one's going to go, ah, look at you, Ellie Goulding, with rubbish food colouring in your hair, are they?
Beyonce could have a green hair baking incident. No one would bat an eyelash at that, would they?
Wouldn't.
No.
So, what are you saying?
No real.
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Which seems a shame, because I'd like it if it started a trend from that.
That would be nice.
And at the end of that round of real or no real, Chris has got the scores.
The maths are insane.
I can imagine. 50.
Right, can we go back to... Can we not do this anymore, decimal
it's
thing?
It's way too much.
we just did it in line with inflation.
I can't work
but it's
it
now
out.
10 point, oh, wow. It's 10.3 okay. points, and that's just impossible to...
Yeah.
I mean, it's good not luck. Impossible, obviously. You know, but
I've scored 51 points. Something.
Oh, I hate the points.
Phil Anyone got GCSE maths?
41.2, let's say. And Dan.
What do you mean, let's say? You can't say let's
round
say.
About less than me.
Well, Dan scored 20.6. That was easy.
I'll agree with that. Sounds accurate.
All right. I think we need to seriously think about changing this back to 12 or just the standard 10 at some point. Thank you, Dan and Phil.
Thank you.
Their show Sunday night, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 1. And look for the video highlights package from last night's show. Very soon on the Radio 1 website. Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Oh, Chris, you're making me laugh today a lot.
You're really annoying me now.
Why am I annoying you?
Because, am I saying this?
Go for it.
Right, I haven't really put a holiday for a long time, so I thought I'd go on holiday.
You've never booked a holiday.
So I thought I'd give it a go.
You've never booked one?
Wanted to go away in May for a week, because I thought that'd be nice, go away just before the summer, come back here when it's nice and warm.
Just to let you know, listeners, I'm enjoying this a lot today.
Now, I found a cracking deal. I'm not going to say where, but found a deal whereby I could get a week in Tenerife for like £100.
Yeah.
Now, I thought, brilliant, book that before that goes, and I've booked it.
You've booked it now.
And you're now telling me that...
I just think that maybe that might be too good to be true.
But it's not, and I've just gone on...
But this is so you. Oh, but Millsy, it was on one of them websites. It'll be fine. You'll get there. It won't be fine.
And I've just gone on one of those review sites. And, you know, normally, even with really nice places, there's like negative reviews.
What are the reviews saying, please?
I mean, I'll read the headlines, the first page. Outstanding short break. Amazing. Lovely week away.
How many people are going?
Excellent hotel supported by great staff. Superb.
Hang on a second. There's not one bad review.
There's not one.
Even in like the best hotels in the world, there's always bad reviews and people saying bad things. There's not one. So he takes that to mean, well, this must be brilliant. It must be the best hotel ever. No. Who knows?
But you're sort of spoiling it for me because I was obviously really excited when I told you about this.
Right. So how many people are going?
Well, this is the great thing. If I can persuade this right, there'll be four of us going. So this is a week away for £25. Now, I think
it's not even each.
In my head, I think bargain.
you're setting
off alarm bells.
You're
in my
going
head.
To Tenerife for £25 each. Right. Okay. I can't help you anymore. I have tried to...
You said to me...
I've tried to steer you in the right direction before with holidays. Just so, like, the one you sent me last week was a really good deal.
You always say to me...
That was like £300.
Book a holiday. I never do it. And I just end up staying at home and I try do some stuff at home.
That is true, but
so
I also...
So this time I did what you said.
Yeah, but I haven't told you to spend £25 a week. does nothing about you go, that sounds a bit strange? do no alarm bells ring in your head at all? Nothing.
The reviews are lovely.
Not one. Yeah, I know. Amazing hotel. I'd definitely come back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is this hotel going to be like...
Right.
It's going to be like the one in between us. You're going to wake up on an ant's nest.
I've just found... I'm just going through...
Have you got, like, traveller's photos?
Yeah, traveller's photos.
Not the ones from the actual hotel website.
But they all look suspiciously too good. But except for one that I've found... And I'm just looking in the background of it.
See, I think the owner, let's call him Carlos, has also been doctoring the traveller's photos as well, because they look quite similar to the ones on the hotel website.
I've just found one, and There was a large crane in the background.
I think
it could be nothing.
I think that's the least of your worries.
It could be nothing.
I like this text. Fair play, Chris, if you got that cheap and you don't come back with fleas. And Jamie's just looking forward to the tap ends that come out from this holiday. Book it.
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow, if you can, put Radio 1 on between 1 and 4. Lunchtime innuendo bingo starts at 1:45 and you can watch us on the Radio 1 website. Do it at 1:45 and witness the wetness.
BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free.